Choosing your provider will be a very important part of your support team, and because you will be frequently seeing that provider or someone within the clinic that you choose to help you manage your pregnancy, you want to feel like it's a good fit. And that can actually take a little bit of work. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode. Thank you so much for being here today. We are going to be talking about what to do after you get that positive pregnancy test, including choosing your provider, scheduling your first appointment and possibly an ultrasound, and how to calculate your estimated due date. Specifically, why every online calculator gives you a similar, but maybe not exact due date. Whether you're excited, overwhelmed, or a little bit of both, I would love for you to join me in this pregnancy series where we will go into all the details of pregnancy and preparing for childbirth and postpartum. So be sure to follow the show and let's get into today's episode. Hey there, I'm Beth Connors, a midwife and mom of two, but also your birth bestie. In this podcast, we'll dive deep into everything you need to feel confident, prepared, and in control, from baby bump to delivery room, from practical tips to personal stories. We'll cover it all so you know exactly what to expect every step of the way. Let's get into it. So the first thing that you might want to do is schedule your first prenatal appointment. This actually doesn't have to be done immediately, and I encourage you actually to take a few steps before just choosing the closest clinic and scheduling an appointment that is several weeks out. Choosing your provider will be a very important part of your support team, and because you will be frequently seeing that provider or someone within the clinic that you choose to help you manage your pregnancy, you want to feel like it's a good fit. And that can actually take a little bit of work. So my recommendation is to do a little bit of research before picking up the phone and scheduling your appointment. You'll first want to, if you're planning a hospital birth and using your insurance, to call your insurance company to verify your benefits and get a list of the providers that are in network or that are covered by your insurance. You can find this information by calling the member services number on the back of your insurance card. And all you have to do is say that you are looking for more information about your benefits as a pregnant mom and want to know who is covered as an OBGYN or a midwifery provider. Your insurance may also cover home birth midwives, so getting more information on that option might be something that you're interested in too. It really never hurts to ask and see what's available to you. I am all about getting all the information, knowing all of your options, and then taking time with your partner to figure out what is best for you and for your family. You can also reach out to some of your mom friends to see maybe where they gave birth and who cared for them and whether it was a good experience or maybe a not so good experience. It's of course not guaranteed though that you will have the same connection or that it will be the same fit for that doctor or midwife, but it is a really good place to start. If you don't have a lot of local mom friends, or maybe you are the first of your friend group to have a baby, there are so many helpful ways to connect with local moms online in Facebook groups. You can ask for recommendations on who they loved and maybe who to avoid, and any advice for finding a provider in your local area. I have always found these kinds of groups to be really supportive, and there are a lot of great local resources that moms are willing to share to get you started on your search. And once you narrow your search down, you can then call the clinic and schedule your first appointment, which probably won't be until around 8 to 12 weeks of pregnancy, depending on which clinic you end up going to. So if you are only a few weeks pregnant, you have time. This isn't a decision that you have to feel rushed about. But eventually you would schedule your first prenatal visit and maybe a dating ultrasound, if that's something that you are okay with. And I will be releasing an in-depth episode for both the first prenatal visit and also the first ultrasound that is offered. So those will be discussed in further details in future episodes. So look out for those coming up too. I also want to invite you to download a helpful resource about preparing for your first visit with your provider. You can find it at bethconnors.com/questions. And it's a free resource that has information on really great questions to ask your provider, how to understand and assess their answers that they're giving you, recognize any red flags maybe, how to switch providers if it doesn't seem to be a good fit, really at any point in your pregnancy, not just that first appointment, and more information about what to do if you have limited choices due to your insurance. You really want to be sure from the very start that whoever you choose is going to help you have the birth that you really want and make it as stress-free as possible. You'll usually be able to get a good vibe during your first appointment and a good impression, but this resource really will help you weed out some of those providers that aren't a good fit and find somebody that's really going to support you in the way that you're hoping for. Another thing that I know you're going to do right away is calculating your due date. And this is usually something done by Googling due date calculator, and it's really easy to do. But if you compare a couple different calculators, your due date might actually be off by a few days or even a week. I recommend using the calculator on perinatology.com because there is an option to use the first date of your last menstrual period or your predicted ovulation or conception date, if you know that. This can be helpful because some women have irregular periods or shorter or longer cycles, and the standard last menstrual period dating isn't accurate for them. So, for example, if your last menstrual period was September 27th, but you tested your ovulation and it predicted an ovulation date of 10/18, that would give you an entire week difference in your estimated due date. This is because the last menstrual period dating predicts a normal standard 28-day cycle, which estimates ovulation always on day 14 of your cycle. In that case, it would be 10/10/11 instead of 10/18. Everybody is different, so it's not always the fact that you're ovulating on day 14. So for this mom, ovulation happened on day 21, causing her due date to be pushed back another week. So if you didn't test for ovulation and you have cycles that are longer or shorter than 28 days, it's also something to consider in your calculation. So you can use the last menstrual period date in the perinatology calculator I mentioned, and I will also link it in the show notes. But adjusting that date as needed can help. So if your cycles are 32 days instead of 28, you take 32 minus 28, and that's 4, so adding 4 days to your due date. If your cycles are 26 days, 28 is the average, so you take 28 minus 26 is 2, so subtracting 2 days from your due date. This just gives you the most accurate picture because not all women have 28-day cycles and are ovulating halfway through their cycle on day 14. And I know this doesn't totally matter, but it can be a factor for fear-mongering and interventions later on in pregnancy, especially for those delivering in the hospital. So just having as good of a guess date as we can eliminate some of that uncertainty and give us a better picture of what's going on. And then if you have no idea when you ovulated because of irregular cycles or you haven't had a cycle in a while, you may want to consider a dating ultrasound to determine your due date. Dating ultrasounds are most accurate before 13 weeks, so that's something to keep in mind too. Usually around 8 weeks is when you would have that ultrasound. I hope this was helpful as you're figuring out what to do as a newly expecting parent. It can be such an exciting time, but there is also a lot of information out there that it can be a little bit stressful and overwhelming at times. So at any point, if you're looking for more personalized support and direction on how to start your pregnancy journey or develop a plan on what you should be doing week by week, I do offer one-on-one meetings to support you and talk through whatever it is that's going on and really help you feel completely at ease and confident moving forward. It's one of my favorite things to do because it's amazing how much clarity expecting families can get with the personalized support you really don't get in the clinic, unfortunately, but that's what I love to do and I am happy to help. So details to schedule an appointment with me are in the show notes below. Thank you so much for listening today, and I wish you the best of luck in doing your research to find your provider and begin this journey of pregnancy. It really can be a special time that you can enjoy, so if you need guidance at any point, I would love to connect with you. Congratulations again, and I will be back here next Tuesday for another episode in this pregnancy series. Bye, everyone.